Yes, yes. Y'all know what it is, man. It's the Earn an ISO show. If you don't know, now you know. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, man, it must be in God's plan. Our feet is on the land. Y'all know who we are. We ain't did a Q&A in a minute. We took time, you know, gather some questions up to answer the questions, you know what I mean, that you guys have asked. And we're going to go forward with that as such, you know. Like we said, you know what I mean, we are doing lives. I wanted to start to do some like Q&As on the live, and then people that's in the live, if we do see your question, if we don't see your question, as you ask questions in the live, if it's interesting, we'll ask it like that. But that's something for some time down the road. Let's get into this. This joint says, how safe is Philly? Say, hi, y'all. I'm an incoming exchange student from Australia. Going to Philly in the fall this year. I plan on traveling around the States for the weekend, most likely East Coast. My parents have become a bit more stressed and concerned over my trip to the U.S. over safety concerns, particularly as I'm a petite female in my early 20s. A valid concern from the past few years of shootings and crimes, and I've even seen a lot of crimes around the university city, which honestly makes me concerned. Like, I literally just saw two posts in the university Reddit. You know what I mean? So basically, her question is asking us, how safe is Philadelphia?
I'm not the mayor or none of that, or I'm not the head of police or nothing like that to give you no type of statistics. I have been here our whole life. What you mean, how it's safe? I'm not going to sit and act like it's the safest place in the world. I'm going to act like it's the worst place in the world. It is a place in the world. Things can happen. You know what I mean? You are coming somewhere. She said she's coming over here for like school or something like that?
Yeah, she's coming from Australia.
Yes. You have to keep your head up and your eyes open. Unlike most, I mean, I don't know what your upbringing was. If you may have grew up in the inner city, in Australia, if you grew up in a rougher neighborhood or you grew up in the suburbs or something like that. You know what I mean? And I don't know how your living is going to be here. I don't know if you're living on campus, if you got money to stay in a nicer part and then commute. Commute to school and all of this and that. But this is a city. Things do happen here. You have to keep your head up and your eyes open. You understand what I'm saying? So, like I said, I don't know your upbringing. I don't know if you grew up in the suburbs and you probably didn't even have to think about that growing up until now. You know what I mean? To where you come into a place like Philadelphia where times is very difficult for some people. And some people become desperate. They become predatory. So you have to be careful. You really do have to be careful. You have to keep your head up and your eyes open. You know what I mean? So that's not to scare you, but you do have to be around your surroundings. And you're coming from Australia, so I don't know if you have other family that might be here in America or your whole family is from there and nobody's going to be here. So, like I said, if you're going to come here, you know, come here, do what you got to do here. You're coming here for school. Do keep your head up and your eyes open. Like I said, this is a time in the world right now where some people are desperate. Some people might make a bad choice. People become predatory. And you have to watch yourself. And you said, yeah. And you said, you know, physically, you're not like you're coming over here and you're some, you know, 6 foot something, 200 pound, you know, football player or something like that. You know what I mean? Where you might be more intimidating when you walk down the street and somebody may look at you and say, you know, I'm going to skip that guy. You know what I mean? He might be a problem. So, yeah, you might be an easy target for somebody. I'm not going to act like you may not be. But you're taking a chance walking down the street in life. And it's kind of up to you. Like I said, keep your head up. Keep your eyes open. Don't just be walking around, not paying attention to your surroundings, because that's what a lot of people do. A lot of people walking around with headphones, AirPods, not paying attention to your surroundings. You can't hear nothing. Some people walking around with their head down in their phone. You know what I'm saying? And not paying attention. And a lot of times, that's all the people that get victimized. You know what I mean? Somebody may run up and snatch your phone. You walk around looking down at your phone. You're not paying attention. You got your headphones in. Somebody come knock you down, go in your pocket. Like I said, snatch your phone. For real, a lot of crime right now is people getting their phones took.
Right.
know what I mean? Now people getting their phones took. So you just walking up and just snatching your phone or just strong arming you and just taking your phone from you. But a lot of them people, they're not paying attention. They're looking at their phone or they're listening to music. They're not paying attention to nothing. So I can't say and act like it's the safest place in the world. I can't say and act like it's the worst place in the world. But it is a place where things do happen, as you see. Now, I mean, you could do your research on the internet because you probably have. Now, I mean, you have from the way you talk. So be careful when you come here. Like you said, you being a smaller person, you might be looked at as an easy target. If you could take some self-defense class, you know what I mean? I implore any woman to take self-defense classes. You know what I mean? Take self-defense classes when you get here. Make sure you keep something on you, whether it's a taser, a knife. If I was you and if you didn't take any type of self-defense or anything like that, I would invest in that. Like you said you was a smaller, kind of smaller woman, so you might be looked at as an easy target by somebody. But you might come in, oh, nothing happened to you. But you never know. You know what I mean? Because even my sister was attacked one time a few years back. But like I'm saying, just like anywhere in the world, you got to keep your head up and your eyes open. So hopefully you come here, get done what you need to get done, accomplish the goals accomplished that you're trying to get done here, and hopefully nothing will happen to you. You know what I mean? You get back safe with your family. Like I said, every day, especially in this, you come to a major city. Like I said, I don't know where exactly where you're from, if you're from a major city or not, or you might be from a small town for all I know. When you come in from a major city, it's a lot of people here. It's a lot going on. It's a lot of people desperate. You know what I mean? It's a lot of people who don't have nothing, and people start preying on other people. You know what I mean? So I'm not going to act like that's not a possibility. But I hope all the best. Now, I mean, if you plan on coming here, like I said, you got to be realistic. Keep your head up and your eyes open. Now, make sure you protect yourself at all times.
Right, definitely. Yeah, just, yeah, pretty much you summed it up. Like, and I mean, like, if you come here for school, I would say for the most part, until you get familiar with the land, let that be your priority. And I mean, you don't need to be out at night trying to find the latest go-to spot. You don't even know what is what. You know what I mean? You don't know what area is, you know what I mean? What area is what area? So, you know, until you really get familiar with what's, you know what I mean? Philadelphia, keep yourself inside, you know what I mean? At nighttime and, you know, do it like that. You know what I mean? Be safe at all times. Because trust me, there's people that's born here that they go through stuff. So, you know what I mean? Just be careful. Be safe at all times. This one say, men, what would you do if you found out that your partner is not physically attracted to you? You're not my partner no more. Like, if you tell me you're not physically attracted to me, what can I do at that point? You know what I'm saying? Like, do I hold on to the friendship? You know what I'm saying? So you're not my partner no more at that point, to me.
Listen. What have you been saying millions of times on this show? What's your rank? Some of y'all have been picked based off survival. That woman's survival. Yes, a woman can... People, I'm not gonna say women, but because I don't know if this is a man or a woman.
It's a man.
This is a man. Some people are picked based off survival. Some of y'all being paid, men and women are being picked off survival. So she's not. I'm assuming she admitted that she's not physically attracted to you. So then you gotta think. Well, what is she here for? I guarantee you's a rock solid dude. Chances are you're just a rock solid dude, and at the time, okay, I'm picking the best of the rest. Mm. And you might have been considered the best of the rest of her. Because she admits that she's not attracted to you physically. Then you thinking like, well, okay, physical attraction is one of the first things you notice about somebody.
Right.
So if you didn't, know what I mean, what was the whole purpose of this whole relationship or whatever? Know what I mean? If you wanted to, I'm assuming, I mean, y'all got together and you might have asked her out or wanted to get to know and all that. If you're not attracted to me, what did you say yeah for? What did you go out with me for? What did you want to be? What, I mean, if we saying we need to get together and lock in, what did you do that for?
Right.
Did that for out of survival. A lot of people are with other people for survival. And it just sounds like this is what it is. She just admitted that, gee, she's not even attracted to you. You know what I mean? She might have just been with you for survival. So at that point.
That's a bold ass move.
You just move. Now you just move on.
Yeah.
Trust me, that happens more than that. That happens a lot in life. We laugh and joke about this stuff and how guys is homosexuals and they living with these is out of survival. Now, I mean, some people just cannot, the everyday life and doing what you got to do so you can take care of yourself and sustain yourself. Some people just cannot do that. They just struggle with it.
So where do your survival tactics kick in to tell me that you're not even physically attracted to me?
When you might, because women are emotional. She might have just got mad. You never know. You never know what the circumstances is of saying that. They could have been arguing.
Yeah.
They could have been arguing and it just came out. Or she might be in a place where, all right, she in a better state now, so I don't need him. You know what I mean? Or she might have met somebody else and feel like I can just jump from this dude to this dude. I got somebody else on the back burner now, so I can let you know how I feel. Or like you said, or might have slipped out in the argument. You know what I mean? Who knows what your situation was, where it came out. But it obviously came out.
Right.
And let her know, I ain't even physically attracted to her. You never know. Y'all could have been arguing. She might drink and could have been drunk. And that came out. And it came out then. You never know. But the point is, yo, she let you know. So now you thinking like, you're not even attracted to me. So what was it? Know what I mean? I guarantee you it's because you were the best option at the time, probably. We lock in with him because he gonna make sure I eat. You know what I mean? That happens to a lot of people, man. Now, I mean, you ain't the only person that's, trust me, you're not the only person that a woman is with right now that ain't physically even attracted to the guy she with.
Right.
Now, I mean, believe me, there's some women out here that, yeah, they'll do what they got to do and they'll lay on their back and they'll fry you some chicken and do whatever they got to do because she know you going to make sure the bill's paid. You know what I mean? So you ain't the only man that probably done went through this. You know what I mean? It's probably men out here that with women for years and years and years before they end, you know what I mean, end up even knowing. You know what I mean? Because think about it. There's guys that go for years and years and years that find out they kids is not they kids.
Mm.
Why would a woman do that? Just go be with the other guy. Well, she might be attracted to the other guy, but the other guy don't care about her. She care about the dude more than he care about her because you can't leave him and be the other guy. Right. Like, so how much do the guy care about you? My thing, you care about the other dude more than the guy care about you.
Right.
And she'll lie in your face and say that they your kids. Well, if you want to be with somebody else and end up saying somebody else's kids, just go be with them. Can't do that because he may not give a damn.
Right.
He may not take care of me the way this dude, you know what I mean, you're going to take care of me, so I'm going to lie in your face. Because I know how you are. You're going to get up and go to work every day and make sure everything is taken care of. That's your main priority. This other dude's main priority might be his damn self.
Hey, that's that pretty little lie that we did. You know what I mean? That's crazy, man. Yeah. That's wild. This joint says, kid refuses to meet. Deal breaker. It say, I read, you know what I'm saying, multiple places that it's okay to wait 6 months to a year before introducing kids into a new relationship. Would it be a deal breaker if your new partner's kids refuse to meet you and your kids even after the 1 year mark? Damn. That would be a deal breaker for me.
How old are the kids? Are we talking about, see what I'm saying? We ain't really got no context. Because if y'all older and the kids is grown ass people, what the hell do it matter?
Or if they grown, yeah.
You know what I mean? But if they little kids, that sound like that. And I don't know, is it this a man or a woman?
That's a woman.
Okay, this is a woman, a man kid. So chances are, like, this go back to what we say. Sometimes it may not be the person. It might be the person got a whole bunch of baggage. Everything is going on around a person is sometimes why some situations don't work. You know what I mean? Because we have said that before. Like, sometimes it's not the actual person. It's got everything they got going on around them. That sounds like those children's mother put it in their head that Don't like nobody, because I know people that go through this. I mean, I know people that go through this. I know guys who they're trying to date, and the mothers of their children, or mother of their child, already put it in their head that you don't have to respect your father's new girlfriend, whoever come around. You don't got to listen to them. You don't have to do what they say. You don't have to respect them in no kind of way. Know what I mean? They're not your mother. I'm your mother. I know guys that actually go through this in life. Know what I mean? The mother of their child pump a whole bunch of nonsense in their head, and they really run with that. That my mom said, I don't got to listen to you. I don't got to answer you. I don't have to, you know what I mean? In no kind of way. So that's what that sounds like. That sounds like the mother of them kids put it in their head that you don't have to listen or nothing like that. You don't even want to be around nobody other than me. I mean, I'm your mom. You don't need to be around nobody else. And them kids probably believe that.
Yeah.
That's what that sounds like. Trust me, because I know men that actually, I know men that actually go through this. That the reason why it's so hard for them to get, find a relationship is because they have to battle with their kids because the mother of their kids told them that they don't have to respect no woman or do nothing or say, I mean, or respect nobody or answer to nobody. Mm. So now that becomes an issue. Mm. So that's what this sounds like. So unfortunately, now I mean, you may like the guy. You may really, really like the guy. Like I said, sometimes some situations don't work because of everything a person got going on around them. Right. It's not actually them. Right. It's everything they got going on around them. That's what this sounds like. This sounds like the mother probably put a bunch of nonsense in their head and they don't even want to meet you. Because they're gonna side with their mother. You know what I mean? They gonna side with their mother. And some, I mean, mothers have a very, very, very strong bond. It's mothers that can turn the kids against the father.
Yeah, that's true.
So then say your father don't care nothing about you.
That is true.
People do stuff like that. Your father don't care nothing about you. It could be a complete lie. The kid believed that. they just got a bond like that. The kid just gonna believe whatever the mother say. It could be a complete lie. Yo, your father didn't care. Your father don't care about you. Be doing everything in the world for him. Father don't care nothing about you. And the kid will believe that. You don't care nothing about me, huh?
Yeah, you're right.
Like, what are you talking about? That don't even make sense.
Sometimes the truth don't matter. It's what you can prove.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
That woman in them kids' face every day.
Because,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because the mother's in here and in here.
Yeah, yeah.
So it don't even matter. You could be sitting there. The kid could be standing there. And everything they got on their body, you paid for.
Right.
And a mom said, your dad don't do nothing for you.
Yeah.
And the kid will believe that.
Yeah.
Like, hold on. We went to the mall, everything you wearing is something I bought for you. We went to the mall and we bought it.
Right.
Nah, mom said that, nah.
Yeah, then the motherfucker hit you with like, well, it's more than just money.
You know what I'm saying?
It's more than just money.
Yeah, I'm here.
Right.
I'm here.
Oh, nah. You here now. Oh, so now you're here.
Yeah, so you put it in your head. Yeah, so you should put it in your head. He don't come around enough. Your father don't care about you.
Right.
Huh?
Listen, man. So a woman will make up a like scenario that. For a situation that she don't know nothing about and the child to run with that shit. You know why your dad ain't here? Because he out there chasing them bitches around. That motherfucker out there working. What are you talking about? Like, so you right. You right.
Yeah, so some parents are just like that. So unfortunately... Yeah. This may not work because, like I said, they little kids where you got to be in life. Now, if y'all older and y'all just talking about grown people.
But if it's older, do you think? I think if it's older, that shit could be worse. Because now if you're older, you got more access to interference in your father's life. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, they grown. They should be grown doing their own thing most of the time. You're not going to be around them every day. Ain't like he got to go. They gonna come over for the weekend and all that type of stuff. But
if
it sound like no, I mean, like you said, we don't know y'all ages or the kids' ages. Right. Now, I mean, if it's little kids that might be a deal breaker because chances are that's from the mother putting it into their head. So he probably wanted to deal with this with any woman he be with because the mother might put it in their head that you don't have to listen. Like I said, I know guys who deal with this.
Yeah,
who deal with this? Who deal with?
She said she got children kids put too. In her head. Why you? I mean, to meet me and my kids. Because
if you're trying to lock in, y'all been together for a year, so I guess you try to feel like okay.
Yeah, you met my kids and you around my kids.
I'm I'm locked in, and your kids don't even want to be around me, right? And my kids are trying to get into that. I guess they try to do the whole blended family because, you know, I guess they locked in. She ready to be locked in. Yeah. Say they've been together for a year.
Yeah.
And man, listen, man, them kids, mama, already got in their head. Yeah. So any woman come around, gonna be a problem. Yeah. It's gonna be an issue.
Unfortunately, I mean that shit is. You got to find somebody else. Unfortunately, you know what I'm saying? Because he got, for one, he in a position right now where he shouldn't even be looking to move on. He got a situation he got to deal with. Like, whatever him and that woman got, like, you know what I'm saying? Even if you go get visitation rights for your kids, you got to settle that shit first. You know what I mean? As men, we make the mistake of trying to move on with shit, and shit ain't even settled over here. That's why you can't get into another relationship, because this shit ain't settled. Even if I got to bring the law into this shit, you know what I mean? So you don't have to interfere in my life. We going to have to do it like that. You know what I mean? So it sounds like he got some loose ends on, you know what I mean, on his side of the table. He got to settle. You know what I mean? I wish him the best of luck, too, because a woman will make your life hell.
Mm.
Oh, listen, man, a woman will make your life hell, dog. You know what I'm saying? She don't want to see you happy for nothing. So, bro, I wish you the best of luck, but it ain't even fair. And I ain't even trying to tell you to be by yourself, but it ain't fair for you to bring somebody else into the nonsense that you got to go through. You know what I mean? Until you fix that shit, bro. You got to fix that shit, bro. You know what I mean? And it could be some shit like ISO said, some shit where you can't even fix it because her mind is hell bent on this is what I'm doing. All right, but then fuck it then. I want visitation rights for my kids. You know what I'm saying? I want this, that, and the third. You got to go through the process the way you got to go through the process. Then she can't deny you none of that shit. You know what I mean? Oh, no, I don't want my kids around there. You don't want your kids around what? I get my kids on X, Y, and Z day. When I get them, then we going to go see such and such. If they got an attitude then, because of that mom, then that's another issue you got to straighten out. But you got to go through the proper steps so you know what to deal with. Because right now, you don't know what to deal with because she not even letting them see there. If you get the visitation rights, she could tell them that, but they can go over there and meet her and be like, wow, she cool. We thought, you know what I mean, mom telling us this. She's actually a nice lady. Mm-hmm. So you got to go through them processes, bro.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Then it's going to be, you know what? You know what I mean? Get the hell out of my face looking like your damn father.
That, yo, dog.
Get up in your room.
Dog.
And you better not turn the TV or that game on.
Yeah.
How you on punishment? Because you just said the lady's kind of nice.
Cool.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay.
You be seeing them videos. I'm like, why'd you get my daughter's hair done? Because she needed a fucking hair done.
Right.
I don't want nobody doing her hair. But she needed this shit done. That's how petty a woman is, dog.
Mm.
I don't give a fuck if my kid leave the house looking like a dirt ball.
Right.
I don't want her. Come on, man.
Right.
I'm going to make your life hell and my child. That's how naive. My child, she going to feel the effects of this too. Him and her going to feel the effects of this too. That's how evil I am.
Right.
Come on, man.
Out here. What? Now, man, my kids smell like soap and got lotion on their skin.
Right.
Now I know that bitch better not.
Who bought him them sneakers?
No, right. I know that bitch didn't give her my child no lotion to put on.
Right. Dumb shit. Daughter come back with barrettes in the hair.
Right.
Yeah, she came out. We realized she ain't no barrettes. So you know what I mean? She put us some. You know I don't know nothing about that. She put her barrettes with her barrettes. Oh, she did.
Right.
Take them out your hair. Give them back to her then.
Right.
Dumb shit, dog.
Right.
I mean, dumb shit. Yeah, your kids can't go over there. She probably somewhere in the fucking projects. You got a right. Nice little spot. No, they can't go over there.
Right.
What the fuck? Why not?
Right. I mean, fucking.
Dog. That's how that shit be. Yo, you right. Gotta be careful what type of woman you pick. That's why, yo, like you said, don't be focused on trying to figure out who the fuck. You know what I'm saying? Don't do that shit. Y'all gotta focus on self. Cause then you can get to the point where now, the shit that you do mean more. Because you're like, yo, I worked myself up to become this person. I ain't just going to sit around with anybody. Because now I done became this person now. I done worked on this, worked on that, worked on this. I ain't going to just go grab anybody willy-nilly. Because now the options that I got is more.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, man, focus on self, man. Then you don't got to be put in the positions, yo. Mm-hmm. Trust me.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
That shit'll drive you crazy, yo. It's men out here that cry at night. Dog, that's I'm talking about that... That cry at night because mm-hmm. of some dumb shit like that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. Oh, okay. Y'all just love it over there so much, huh?
Right.
I just love it so much. What you like about it?
Right.
The fact that ain't no goddamn roaches. Right. And we get to eat when we hungry.
Right. Come on, man.
You know what I mean? Can you cook us something?
Right.
Can you, you know what I mean? Can you stop sucking that broke nigga's dick for a second?
Exactly.
To cook us something to eat?
Come get your kid. Where y'all taking them?
Right.
Not here, where, bitch. Right. What you mean? Right. Wherever I want to take them.
We all fucking taking them. Where the hell would it be here?
Right.
Where the hell would it be here? They probably fucking depressed when they got to come back home.
Yeah, man, fuck out of here, yo. You really, yo, a woman scorned?
You came and picked her up with that bitch in the car.
Right. Why the fuck do that matter?
Right.
Yo, dog, you got to be careful, man. Like I said, you know what I mean, young, I don't know how old you are, you know what I mean, ma'am, young lady, whatever. You know what I mean, this is a situation. I don't even know how locked in you win that you going to say, I'm going to ride this shit out with you. You know what I mean? But my man, bro, you gotta get your loose ends. You gotta get your affairs in order, bro. You know what I mean? Cause a woman will run to the law on us in a minute and we be scared to do the same shit. I'm gonna go put your ass on child support. All right, bet I meet your ass down there then. Cause when you do that, I'm on my visitation rights. You know what I'm saying? The man won't do shit. You a woman to tell you all that shit, all right, please don't do that. All right, whatever you want me to do, I'll leave the bitch tomorrow. Come on, man, stop that dumb shit, yo. You got rights too, bro. You got rights too, man. Don't let nobody dictate to you what you can do and can't do with your kids. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, man. Wish y'all the best of luck. Cause that is a crazy situation, man. Trust me. This joint say, scared to try. It say, my track record speaks for itself. As I seem to pick insecure, controlling men, I'm trying to branch out to explore my sexuality, but it seems like getting anyone to hold a conversation long enough to meet is like pulling teeth. I was married for almost 20 years. And been divorced for 6. Just feeling brave enough to branch out. What are some tips and tricks that can help things get moving and to prevent what seems to be a stalemate? See, look, I don't know what you're looking for because you said you're trying to explore some sexuality shit. That don't sound like a relationship. It sound like you just, that 20 years you was with a motherfucker, he ain't put you in a pretzel right. You know what I'm saying? Like, you talking about something, I'm ready to explore my sexuality. Yeah.
That's what I'm like.
Yeah, that's some shit like, yeah, you ain't looking at you, but you talking something. I want somebody to go hold a relationship. No, right. You don't care about the relationships.
Yeah. You trying to do, that's not what you want.
I want somebody to go hold a conversation. You know what I mean? You don't care nothing about a conversation.
You trying to get into this whole goddamn hedonism debauchery, 50 Shades of Grey, getting your ass folded up like clean clothes.
Right.
Know what I mean?
Nah, yeah.
Threesome with a man and another woman. I see through that.
Yeah, dog.
You trying to be sexually liberated.
Yeah, she is. Know what I mean? That 20 years was horrible for her.
Yeah, you was a wife, know what I mean? You were suppressed sexually.
Right.
Because
right.
You probably want to try all kinds of shit.
Yeah.
You probably want to try all kind of different stuff.
Right, and you older now.
You know what I'm saying?
You really
so you
want
to go do it.
Yeah.
So... Go and get your going out there and go do it. Yeah. You talking about some relationship. Know what I'm saying?
No, I need
you,
somebody to hold a conversation.
No, right. No, you don't want no conversation. The conversation is, who pussy is this? And this is the safe word. You try to get to all kinds of shit. Keep it real. Just be, it's okay.
Right.
It's all right. Know what I mean? You was married with somebody who's probably hidden, know what I mean? Missionary.
Right.
Ain't they?
Yeah, Missionary Marvin.
Yeah,
that's all
I mean, you missionary. And you with the missionary.
Right.
You know what I mean? Y'all been fucking face to face for 20 years.
What you say, how he be? He on top of it. Tell her how his day was.
Man.
Guess what? Yeah. And then when I came, they're going to try to take my Hoover top away from me.
Right. You know what I mean? on top of like Nate was on top of Stoney.
Sounds so like a be my body.
She was just like, I'm sorry you had to go through that for 20 years.
Yeah, 20 years.
And now you want to get out here. You ready to get into some shit.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. Ain't nothing wrong with that. You ready to get into some shit.
She said, I'm ready to explore my
sexuality. Yeah, yeah.
Because you've been married to a motherfucker for 20 years and divorced for 6, so you got to be around our age. You probably in your 40s.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Late 30s, if yeah. that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And that sex drive was high, and you wanted to do some stuff, and he was on some missionary. I'm trying to do this and do that. Boom. And I mean, I'm asleep. I got to go to work in the morning. Like I said, some of y'all better start fooling y'all chicks up like clean clothes, man.
Yeah.
I understand some of y'all is curious and want to do some stuff. Y'all want to do, a little bit more than just the regular norm.
Right.
You know what I mean? 2-3 positions and all that, because that's what it sound like. You sound like you sexually, like you really like a little bit more than just the whole, you said, the missionary and all that for coming and then we done. No, you want to get into some hedonism, debauchery. I know, you know what I mean? I can tell. You know what I mean? I can tell.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I can tell that you want to get into that. Now, I mean, you ain't got to be ashamed of that. That you want to do a little bit more. You might want to go do something with a chick this day, a woman. I mean, a man this day, a woman this. I mean, a woman this day. You want to? I mean, sexually, you really want to get into it,
right?
That's all right.
Yeah, she.
You just gotta find somebody. So I guess I'm assuming what your thing is. You don't want to just be doing anything with anybody.
True.
So you want to find some people that. Y'all can connect like that and y'all can just get into that. What you're going to have to do is get out here and then you probably trying to date regular, trying to talk to a guy when really, y'all probably sitting there talking to each other. Oh, what you been doing for the last? Yeah, you're divorced. Yeah, I'm divorced too. And really, you want this motherfucker to stick a whole goddamn baseball bat up your ass. But how do you say that to him? He talking regular. You sitting here bored.
Yeah, because you don't want to scare this
motherfucker. Right, you don't want to scare this motherfucker. You want this motherfucker to tie you up. But you don't know how to just get that off to him.
Right.
Like, I kind of understand what you're saying. Yeah. I can tell.
Yeah,
you probably about to get into all sorts.
She probably trying to date motherfuckers in her age range.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
I mean, in the age range, but at the same time, you don't know. Because when you date somebody, you can't. It's just like how chicks, be joking when they be like, oh, now this relationship, oh, so I got to find another one. I got to pretend like I'm not no nasty ass person that like to do a whole bunch of shit. Yeah, that's what I mean. I mean, wouldn't be joking and saying stuff like that because they like doing some extra shit. Yeah, and then you sitting around with somebody and y'all having regular conversation and you like, this motherfucker need to be tying me the hell up and whipping me with a belt. But if you say that, so I can't say this to this man on the first date.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
We sitting there talking like, yep, yeah, I had this chicken there. The chicken is good. How's your food?
Right. You don't care nothing about this conversation.
Yeah. And this bitch like, no, you should know. I'm trying to get you to eat that plate off my ass. But I can't say that to you. We just met each other.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So
yeah, you a seasoned woman, man. Get more direct in that shit. Don't waste your time.
Yeah, now I mean, and don't be afraid of
shit. You never know what you might run into.
Yeah. What you might have to do is
man,
you might
be with that shit.
You might have to try to, you know, go where that type of stuff is at. But I understand you'd be like, I want a nice dude that I can get, or you know, some experience with and a little freaky. Not you jump up and you go into a. Because I was gonna say, you know what I mean, you try. Online and try to get into like some groups and all that type of stuff.
Yeah.
Where people like maybe like a little bit more into that. Cause I understand where you at. You probably like a right in the middle person. Whereas you like to do more than the norm, but you ain't no fucking super freak. Anybody can get it. Sex orgy type of person where everybody like I said, we don't shame people for what they do sexually and all that. But you may not be always out there like that. You're right in the middle person. You want to do more than the norm, but you just ain't doing anything with anybody. I kind of get that vibe. And I mean, I understand what you're saying.
Listen.
But
you got to get comfortable. Maybe, I've been married, so you know what I mean? I'm the type of motherfucker. I pull up, so, babe, go in the store, give me a Mountain Dew and a honey pack. Oh, you want two? Shit, get two honey packs there. I said, the fuck? Then your ass, ain't no kids in the house? Wear your ass out tonight. So, yeah.
Yeah, so...
Shit.
Yeah, so I kind of feel what you're saying. You want to meet somebody,
like,
but
frustrated that, about
yeah,
that shit too.
Yeah, because you got to take it slow with a motherfucker that you probably like.
She been taking it slow with for 20 years, dog.
Because you're probably with a dude that probably didn't want to do no extra. They probably did, you know, just a regular degular. You know what I'm saying? And you probably want to get into some more. You might want to get into some 50 Shades of Grey.
Right.
Tie me up and goddamn gag me.
in fucking Chicago with a from belt. Poetic Justice and shit.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, just can't get it right.
Yeah,
and she's sexually frustrated too.
Yeah, so
ooh, like she gonna tear somebody up out this joint, dog.
Know what I mean? So yeah, right there, you just gotta understand that when you're out here dating,
yeah.
Y'all here dating, yeah, you might have to take it slow, but you probably don't want to come off as being somebody think that you hoish or something like
mm-hmm,
that.
Mm-hmm.
But you probably, when it's time to, you really want to get down and do some extra shit. Listen. So I understand where you at, but like I said, you might be able to talk to some people online and some people might, but you may not want to do just the hookup culture type of thing.
Right.
You know what I mean? You probably torn in between, I want to do this. I mean, I want to do some extra, I want to do some extra shit. But I want to do it with the same type of people. I mean, right. Same person. I don't want to be
like, I want to build a relationship out. With a motherfucker. Yeah, but motherfucker that's more of my speed sexually.
But 50 Shades of Grey, yeah, like how they was together, but they got into some extra shit.
Yeah, yeah.
That's 50 Shades of Grey.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, right. I'm type, you know what I mean? I tie your ass up if you want. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
Yeah, you got, yeah. I understand where you at with that. And, now, I mean, hopefully you find that, you know what I mean? But you, I understand what you're saying, you may not want to just come off that after y'all had a few dates and all that, and they may not be into all of that.
Right.
Because you sound like you want to be into some, you know what I mean? You want to do some extra shit, and then a lot of people just don't want to do extra shit.
Think about it, that we think the way that we 40, everybody the same type of 40 like we 40. No, some niggas is old 40s.
Yeah, they are.
You know
they
what I mean? Like, some they niggas are. Is old 40s. Like, we thinking like, because we 40... Everybody 40 like we 40. So she could be running into the old 40 motherfuckers. Like, you know what I'm saying? And she like, these motherfuckers ain't even take my speed. Right. I want a motherfucker throw the leg behind my motherfucking head.
Listen, know what I mean? Fold you up like clean clothes.
Yeah, dog. You know what I'm saying? Turn you around, put a thumb in your butt. That's the type of shit she into. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. She threw that shit in there. Listen, I'm looking to be sexual, but then she threw the conversation. Oh, you give a fuck about the conversation. Even in the fucking joint, you don't want to sound like a hoe.
Yeah.
How can I make this sound like I just left church? Yeah. Nah, yo, right. Just tell us what it is. This is right.
The conversation.
Show. You don't got like that with us.
You ain't interested in no goddamn conversation. You just want to get tied up. It's okay.
It's definitely all right.
It's all right.
It's definitely all right, man. You know what I mean? That shit, trust me, that shit ain't as taboo as you think it is.
Mm-hmm.
We grew up in the era where that shit was taboo. Now, that shit's like damn near everyday life. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so that right there, man, you know what I mean? You might try to look into Facebook groups or something like that. You might see, now I mean, you might find guys that are just, yeah, who might be just regular everyday guys, but they get into the extra shit. They cool with the whole 50 Shades of Grey and wanting to do, you know what I mean? Or they might never did that, and they might be open to doing that, a little bit more.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because you sound like you want to do more than just the regular sex and wham, bam, and then it's over in 15, 20 minutes. You sound like you want to get tied the hell up and get into some shit.
Oh, yeah. She ready for some action.
You know what I'm saying? So
she ready for some action. 26 years, she frustrated because you figure you married 20, 6 years divorced. So within that 6 years of being divorced, you ain't find nobody to meet that need then. 26 years of frustration?
Yeah.
But, she ready getting some shit.
Yeah, but now I mean, she went to steady, but like I said, the 50 Shades of Grey. Like, I don't want to be running around here with a different person every time.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
You know what I mean? I want that, but I want the dude that's, you know, that we can do a little extra. Or if you want to bring a woman in and all that type of stuff. I understand what you're saying. Know what I mean? Know what I mean? You want to be in the middle. You're doing more than the norm, but not the whole I'm all way out there just doing anything with anybody.
Right.
I understand what you're saying. So hopefully you find that.
Yeah. She said, I'm still a lady. I'm still a lady. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah. But shit, she got some shit she want to tap into.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? She got some shit she want to tap into. This don't say very close, opposite sex, platonic friend. Say, I have a close friend, female friend of 2 years, who often hangs out with me at my place where we watch movies together. We also go for walks in the afternoon since we both work from home. She lives a few doors down from me. There is nothing romantic between us, and there never has been. I've been dating someone for a few months now who has expressed that this relationship weirds her out. and that if we were ever to get serious, she wouldn't be able to handle me doing these type of one-on-one activities with my friend. I told her she is welcome to join, but since she lives further away, it wouldn't be possible at all the time. Do you think this is a healthy boundary to have, or is she being controlling? Not sure what I should do. Yeah. I mean, so this is a guy who got a platonic female friend of 2+ years. And now, yeah, I mean, he seemed like he been courting somebody for a couple of months. And they's like, we can't take it no step further unless you leave that, yeah, I mean, your female friend alone.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm. I never had that problem because I don't have...
female friends?
Yeah, I don't have female friends.
Yeah. I got female friends.
Like, I'm talking about, yeah, like, as, okay, my best, like, how some people be like, oh, that's my best friend.
Oh,
your best
no,
friend is like a
no,
woman.
No,
or your best
know,
friend
I don't
is
know
like
about
a,
that.
A guy. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know nothing about that.
No, some people is like that. Like, no, their best friend is like a guy, or their best friend is like a girl.
No, no.
So, I don't know. You know what I mean? I know a lot of, I got associates and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know, but I don't even know what... I honestly wouldn't even know what to tell you.
I mean, listen, men know men the same way women know women. So, okay. You know what I mean? She telling you that for a reason. She wouldn't step in into trying to make it serious unless she know how another woman act. We know women keep niggas on the... women keep men on their back burner. You know what I mean? Just in case. Just in case of emergency, break glass. We know that shit is true. Men, listen, a man will be a friend with a woman for multiple years, waiting for the right opportunity, you know what I'm saying, to just jump, you know what I mean, take advantage of the situation. So we can't act like women don't do the same thing. And even though y'all platonic friends, like you said, I say I got female friends, but all that, we going for walks and we watching movies, we ain't doing that. You know what I mean? You ain't coming over here, we just watching the movie, and then you getting up and leaving. No, listen, when you coming to my house, if I'm single, dick get served here. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like, we ain't don't, no, let's just throw in a couple movies and we gonna sit and watch them. What? Nah. You my homie, we can go out, chill, laugh, joke, but you can't just sit up at my house and we start doing shit that couples do. Because that shit couples do. We going for walks in the afternoon. Y'all spending too much time, you know what I'm saying? And over a course of time, you know what I mean? I believe it has to become intimate. Because y'all getting to know each other too much. So over the course of time, all that walk, you ain't just walking quietly. Y'all talking, you watching movies, y'all laughing at shit. Y'all sharing these intimate moments together. It has to become intimate. I don't think that you can do certain things over a course of time and it doesn't go like that. You a man, I'm a woman. I'm attracted to a woman. Unless you tell me you're not attracted to men. You know what I'm saying? If you're attracted to men and I'm telling you I'm attracted to women, shit, man. You know what I mean? That's what happens. So, you know what I mean? I don't know. Like, you know what I mean? I don't know if you feel like you're in a situation that you're willing to jeopardize the friendship that you built with her for somebody to move forward in life. I don't know what you know what I mean, what you want. You could be like, right now, I don't even want no relationship. So her putting that stipulation on me, I don't even want to move forward with that. I don't know what you want in life.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, like, I don't know, man. That's difficult. This joint right here say, little cousin stole $800 from my mother and I. Basically, title explains it all. My cousin stole $800 between my mom and I. Of course, we're all disappointed, especially since he spent most of it on Fortnite. Damn. But my mom is disappointed because she always gives him an opportunity to earn money, yard work, cleaning, etc. And he quite literally bit the hand that feeds him. My mom also raised him, so he is like another kid to him. All right. All of that broke her heart, and she doesn't really feel comfortable with him in the house. I'm just disappointed because of all the things I did for him. I gave him rides to the mall for free. I gave him my old phone. I would let him play my Xbox and sleep on my bed when he came over. So for him to come in my room after all I've done and steal from me is heartbreaking. So his question to us is, his dad said I should beat him up. Wow, definitely not going to do that. And my friend said I should delete his Fortnite account, but I'm not sure. What would be the best way to teach him better? I mean, first off, he's only 13. He said that his little cousin's 13 and he stole from you. You know what I mean? You 18. He 13 years old. You know what I'm saying? It's all that. I don't know why his pop would say beat him up. Like, you know what I'm saying? And deleting the Fortnite account. I think, you know what I'm saying, at that age, you letting him know how that shit affected y'all would probably be punishment enough. Because, you know what I'm saying, I don't think if like you said, in the scenario that, you know what I mean, you know, y'all did a lot for him, so he loved y'all, y'all love him. Just letting him know the effects of what he done would probably be enough. You know what I'm saying? Letting him know not to do that again. Sometimes motherfuckers don't know. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes, as a kid, you don't know.
What $800 at? Did they say?
He said he spent it on Fortnite.
On $800?
Yeah, on skins. Yeah, you can do that. You can run up a tab on that joint. Yeah.
Where the goddamn parental shit at in that? They don't let you know. Oh, you spending a bunch of bread on this joint. We can't let you spend no more until you get some type of.
If your account is unlocked, you can spend as much money as you have on that joint.
See, that's why the whole video game thing with me, I feel like it's a little. I mean, I understand it's a form of entertainment, but that's just crazy. $800 mm-hmm. on a game?
Yeah, that's nothing. There's a couple of people that spend way more than that, that just play Madden. So, yeah.
Yeah. The dad said, go on, put some blood in his mouth.
He's 13, man.
Don't kill him. 13, that's man. Why I said just put some blood in his mouth. Just give him cherry water ice real quick.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm saying.
So, listen, man. I don't know. I ain't got too much to say about that. Yeah, I feel you. $800 on Fortnite, you might get your ass whooped with a belt.
I mean, depending on when he did it, you could call. You can call him up and tell him, yeah, I'm saying that, you know, my little cousin made this estate. Sometimes that reimburses you your money. Mm. Depending on, because it happened to me. My son did that. Wasn't no $800. He spent like $300 on Roblox.
$300. Where you get $300 from?
It was three just because the card the Xbox is linked to my account. Cause you know every month you gotta pay that subscription fee. Mm-hmm. So you gotta have a card on the account. You know what I mean? So the Xbox that's downstairs is unlocked, because that's the one I use. The one that's up in his room is locked. So he was just downstairs and just $300 on Robux. But I called him up and told him, like, yo, my son did that. They just reimbursed me the money. So depending on when you do it, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes you can get your money back. Yeah. Hmm. Yeah, but you know what I mean? Like, yeah.
Game of cherry water ice?
No, man, I ain't do that, man. I just had to lock. I had to lock the Xbox downstairs now. I'm like, now I got to lock this one, too. Hmm. So you can't do nothing on this joint, you know what I mean? So, you know what I mean? This joint say, if you could tell your 16-year-old self one thing, what would it be?
Tell 16-year-old self, what would it be? To go for what you want in life. Soon as you're done with this school thing, know what I mean? Start get on your grind. Mm-hmm. Know what I mean? Don't spend a bunch of time being worried to death about trying to get with girls, know what I mean, and women and all that. Women gonna be around. Know what I mean? Get focused, know what I'm saying? You already know what you want to do with your life. Cause at that age I kind of knew, I kind of had an idea of what I wanted to do. Soon as you're done with school, soon as you're 18, get on that grind. Don't be lollygagging and then you're sometime and you're half-stepping and not really going as hard and all that from jump. Soon as I got out of school, I'd have been really on my grind then. Mm. You know what I mean? I'd have been doing it then. Not waiting around and then half-stepping and then working this job and working that bullshit job and then working. Now, I mean, some jobs that I'm appreciative for, they came at a time when I needed them. But some jobs, man, I was like, man, I was wasting my time. I should have been on my grind from then. From the time I was 18, so I mean, soon as high school was over, I should have been out there trying to get what I want. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I'd have went a little harder. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? The second school was done and over with, I should have been going hard. You know what I'm saying? So that I'd probably tell myself that too. You know what I mean? And then I'd have been like, yo, when you hear about this thing called Bitcoin, know what I mean? Don't wait till it blow.
Bob, everything you can get.
When you first heard about it,
and that shit was like a penny.
She should have invested in it. Because I was like, yo, because my thinking with that was, I was like, man, that's not going to become a thing until I'm probably be so old by the time that digital current, that all that matters. So I just didn't invest in it. Mm. Like a few years went by. So, yeah, if I was 16, that's what I would say, man. Soon as it's, all right, man, do what you got to do to get through school. Soon as you graduate, get on your grind.
Right.
Get on your grind. Don't spend the time I'm worrying about having fun and I'm worrying about chasing chicks around and all this and that, man. They not going nowhere, man. Just going to be around. Get on your grind. From soon as I got out of school, I'll get on my grind. You know what I mean? So.
Yeah, listen, man. If there's anything that I would learn, it's just that I wasted a lot of my life, man, working at jobs. And I'm talking about killing myself. Overtime, you know what I mean? I was on end. And now that I'm grown, I think in my head, like, yo, we worked at so many jobs where we saw the blueprint and we could have took that and just did it on our own. When we worked for Glow, we could have did that. Like, once you showed us how to do that, what stopped us from going like and trying to get contracts like that ourselves? You know what I mean? So I just feel like I wasted. I ain't going to say wasted because now I have a work ethic where I don't need nobody to be like, you got to do this at this time. You know what I mean? My work ethic is that, you know what I'm saying? I know how to get shit done at a certain time. You know what I'm saying? That I don't need nobody over top of me overseeing what I do. So I do love the effect of that. But you know what I'm saying? I just feel like I didn't utilize the information from each job the way I should have had. You know what I'm saying? So the time that I put in at jobs, man, and damn, I worked at a lot of jobs. You know what I'm saying? And the time that I put in at jobs and the dedication I put in at jobs, I definitely would have, you know what I'm saying, utilized that energy and effort on something else, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm glad now that we're doing it now, though. I ain't going front. I'm glad now that we're doing it now, but this would be way, even if it was this, it'd be way further, you know what I mean, than this is right now, man. Let me see, probably like one or two more in here. This joint say, weaker sex. My boyfriend of 5 years just told me that it's not my fault. I was born as the weaker sex. He then proceeded to tell me that he 100% believes that women are the weaker sex. I told him, this isn't a conversation to have in front of other people. And now my friends think I should break up with them because he should see me as equal to him, not as the weaker sex. I realized I didn't really ask the question, but how would you guys bring it up? So basically she asked the question, how would she bring it up to him that she's equal to him? You know what I mean? It's so late. I wait till morning to bring it up before he claims. You know what I'm saying? So basically her question to us is, how does she bring that up to him that she feel like she's equal to him and not the weaker sex?
I mean, in some ways, you talking about the weaker sex as far as what? Just being just physical strength?
I don't know.
You talking about just physical strength. It's just physical strength. The average man probably is going to be stronger than the average woman. You know what I mean? Just the average everyday person is walking down the street. You know what I'm saying? Because like I said, it's some women in that gym that are probably bench pressing motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, dog.
You know what I mean? So
some of them women scared the shit out of me, dog, I mean? The way they built.
So on average, you just an everyday working person or whatever. You know what I mean? Everyday working, walking down the street. In that regard, physicality, in that regard, yeah, women are the weaker sex, but, you know what I mean? It's some women out here who, like I said, some women out here who asses up in them gym and they lift for them goddamn weights, they squat, they doing everything they got to do. You know what I mean? So it's some women out here that could be stronger than the average man that's the same age as them or same goddamn weight as them, you know what I mean? And all of that. It's all about your knowledge, too, because, yeah, you could be a woman and that person could be a man, and you can whoop that person's ass in a fight. You got training. You know what I mean? A lot of women out here got military training. A lot of women have been to the military. You know what I mean? They've been trained somewhat on combat and how to be able to take a man down. You know what I mean?
Right.
I mean, just because you're a man and she a woman don't mean you're going to beat that fight, because I know some women that got training. I know women that got martial arts training. I know women that been in the army and all that. The military. So they got some training.
Mm-hmm.
So that don't mean you won't automatically win because you a man and she a woman. I know some women that'll whoop ass. I know some women that go in there and they go to them damn the MMA gyms and all that type of stuff, mm-hmm. and they ain't afraid to get hit.
Yeah.
They not the average. I mean, they're not that. We talking about the average woman who just walked down the street. Yeah, you know what I mean? The average man might be stronger than the average woman. You talking about actual physicality.
Mm-hmm.
But if some aspects of life, man, women walk around pregnant and push your baby out.
Yeah,
so you gonna right. tell me that it ain't they gonna tell me that shit's weak?
Yeah.
No, you can't tell me that, bro. You know what I mean? But I understand a lot of men just think like that. The average man is stronger than the average woman. That's the weaker sex. No, in some ways they are way stronger than that. You just talking about this physicality from the average man, the average woman, okay. But trust me, I know women that'll whoop some men's asses.
Yeah.
Cause they done had training. You know what I mean? Just cause you're a man don't mean all the men gonna win the goddamn fight. And trust me. A lot of men just assume that because they're a man, this person, a woman, that you automatically gonna win that goddamn fight. Nah. You know what I mean? A kick to your nuts will pump your brakes real quick. I know some women that take some men down real quick. They had training. A lot of women train martial arts. I know some women that done did that MMA shit. They ain't afraid to take no punch. You know what I mean? So, yeah, but saying that you're equal, you know what I mean? Man and woman is made to balance each other out. So it's like I said, I don't give a damn what how strong a man think he is. Y'all be pushing them goddamn babies out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Y'all be walking around with them babies inside, another person inside of y'all.
Yeah.
And y'all pushing them babies out. So I don't give a damn how much a man can bench press, how many push-ups he can do. You ain't going to be able to never compare to that.
Right.
You know what I mean? So.
Yeah, you right. Facts.
Yeah, so I don't know how you just make it come up to him. I mean, I don't care. Now, I mean, your man just may felt insecure in that moment around other people. May need to feel that way. Because some men just need to feel insecure. I mean, just be feeling insecure about their damn self for some odd reason. I don't know. A woman is equal. I mean, a weaker sex. Now, some ways they are very much so stronger than us because some people don't have the strength to. A lot of women, the unconditional love that some women may have for you. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people can't do that. A lot of people can't do something. I mean, care about somebody the way you care about somebody. And I mean, the way that's a strength. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I mean, all of that type of stuff. You know what I mean? Yeah, man. So a lot of ways that we made to balance each other out. So I don't know if he's just talking about just the average physical strength of a man, the average physical strength of a woman. That might just be a person just walking down the street. You know what I mean? Like that, you might be that might be what he mean, but. As far as being a weaker sex, no, you're not a weaker sex because some things that y'all are way stronger than us. Because like I said, I'm never going to know what it's like to be walking around pregnant and got to push your damn baby out and all of that.
Mm.
You know what I mean? I'm never going to do that. Just because I can get my ass down and do some push-ups and I can lift some weights don't mean I'm stronger than you in that regard. I will never be able to do nothing like that. Never. So that's never going to be to compare to that.
Right. I feel you. Yeah, you right. Right about that. This will be the last one, man. Close out on this joint. This joint say, I found a sex video of my girlfriend and her ex. How do I get through this? So I stumbled upon a sex video on my girlfriend's phone as we were looking at some of her old pics together. The video was the ex. And yeah, shocking to see a video of someone you're with have sex with someone else. She never deleted any of her ex's photos or vids until we got together. I told her, I don't like to tolerate any of that, so she gladly deleted them. She said she just never really cleaned up her phone because she was too lazy. But now I wonder if she kept that video on purpose. Did she watch it time to time? The thing is, I think the reason I'm very upset is because we also made a sex tape together. Mm-hmm. It was my first time. Mm-hmm. And when I asked her if she ever did this before, she answered so confidently that no, of course. She never ever tried this before.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. It was also her first time. It was more shocking because it is the lying. She said she didn't know the vid was in her gallery, but how do I even believe that? I know I going know. Through.
I only masturbated to that shit 1,000 times. It was fucking. Of course, she ain't delete that shit. She was fucking. That nigga was piping her down in that joint. She wasn't going to let that go. I've never did this with anyone. Never. Yeah, I was just too lazy. I must have forgot about this one. This one we had, I got them ankles by my damn head. You know what I mean? He goes behind my head. And he's fucking rearranging my guts. So obviously yours wasn't good as them because, yo, once you did this, you still kept the old one. Nah, the old one was better.
He's like, you ever did this before? No, not right. like this. You know what I mean? Just regular shit? Right. Nah. Right. Just missionary Marvin shit? Right. Nah, I'm used to
it. Nah, I never did this before.
I never did this before. Nah, I mean, but that last motherfucker.
Fucking, right. Right.
The one this I did the with fuck, the football
this,
team?
This is the fucking PG-13. This shit PG-13.
Right.
This shit rated G.
See, you ever did this before? No, not just regular like right. this. You sure you want to record this? Right.
Like, yeah, I never did this. Whole time she got damn OnlyFans. You know what I mean?
Yo, oh man. Speaking of OnlyFans, yo, is a young lady from the podcast group that we are part of. I reached out to her. Yeah, I mean, I wanted her to, collab, do a jig with us. Well, she put it on her joint. It ain't like I'm exposing nothing. She said the first time that she got caught cheating, she was cheating on her boyfriend. He didn't know. She uploaded the video on OnlyFans and shit. That's how he found out. I'm like, damn. Your face is...
You know what I'm saying? So...
yeah.
So she made an OnlyFans ad sex with somebody else?
Yeah. And uploaded this shit while she was dating her main man or her dude. That's how he found out.
Cheating or is that because, I mean, some people like that, they just known as, yo, I make content. So some people have partners who they do OnlyFans and sometimes they might fuck somebody else, just like in the whole porn business.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? I probably couldn't do that when I hug and kiss my wife goodbye. You know what I mean? She come back, oh, I had a long, hard day at work.
I bet you did.
You know what I'm saying? and then you might want to get in with your wife and she might say, nah, I'm wore out. I'm just so doggone tired. I mean everything. I mean,
but you know when
my back hurt.
When you hear them talk though, they talk about how they could separate the two. How
yeah, all right.
Sleeping with your partner is not the same as the work.
If you can, you can. Know what I mean? If you can, you can. Know what I mean? God bless you.
Yeah, yeah. They talk about how they could separate the two.
Because you're not gonna come. The first thing you do is come kiss me.
There's some men that don't care nothing about that, though. They can differentiate that, too.
Yeah, all right.
You know what I mean? The same as if, like, let's say if, like, you was a maid or something, and you clean up people's houses, but then you come home, you like, man, I don't feel like cleaning my house.
The fuck that got to do? That ain't, you can't compare the two,
I'm
dog.
Just saying, it's the same thing.
So how is that the same thing?
Cleaning somebody's house, and then
she
you clean
come home
house.
And you kiss her on the mouth after a long day of sucking dicks.
Oh, you talking about
dicks.
That. I thought you were talking about just performing the act. I got you. All right. He said a long day of sucking dicks. This
come home and hug and kiss you. Yeah. But when you wanna fuck, she too tired. Know what I mean?
You gotta be a real comfortable dude to deal with something like that. Right. Either you're a comfortable dude or she's paying for everything.
Know what I'm saying?
Her lifestyle paying for your lifestyle.
She leave out and come come back in fucking no wait, no, let me not say nothing.
Thank
like
you.
That.
Thank
but,
you. Thank you.
I mean, she leave out skipping for work. She happy, you know what I mean? You sitting in the desk for work. She getting fucking pounded on. She coming back like, oh, I'm just so tired. I can't. Baby, can you bring me an ice pack up?
The ice pack? That's wild.
Bring me the ice pack up.
That's probably one of the craziest jobs. You talking about some, this is my work husband. What the fuck?
You know what I'm saying? Right.
That's your work husband. Y'all ain't doing the shit y'all doing ain't far enough that you gotta make a motherfucker your work husband. Yeah, you gotta be careful with some shit like that, man. You running into motherfucker she work with. Oh, this him right here? Heard a lot about you, dog.
Right.
Fucking hand on my face, nigga.
Right. This motherfucker.
You know what I mean? Yo, dog. Nah, man. Had me out there talking like fucking Beanie Sigel, like Stu. I kick skin off your forehead.
Right. Know what I mean? This motherfucker the reason why you're fucking, when you up in your motherfucking wife, that shit don't feel right.
Dude.
Shit feel like it fucking, this shit feel like loose.
She in there like, don't worry about it. I got that snap back. It's going to snap back. Just give me some time. Time? The fuck?
Right. That nigga fucking... Yes. The fucking work husband. He's no fucking rearranging our fucking... Yeah, that was going on. He's fucking rearranging our fucking... Fucking guts. And that's why she ain't never get rid of that shit. That's been lying in your face. Someone, I ain't never do this before. Know what I mean? Yeah, she ain't never do this before. Yeah, she ain't never do this before.
That's the dumb shit, nigga. That's the dumb shit motherfuckers okay. do, though. Why am I going through your phone looking through your photos?
No, they said they was looking through them together. I want to look at your fucking phone.
Fuck, I want to look at your phone.
I ain't no reason to look at your damn phone.
Dog, I don't even answer my wife's phone. She get mad about that shit. Like, I'm like, yo, your phone going off. Just grab like, nah, because if I see some shit I don't want to see, I'm on my motherfucking business.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. So, yeah, like, y'all got to be careful. My man, how do I get through this? You just do.
Right.
Why do we act like shit is so detrimental that it's going to kill us? You're going to get through it. That's how life works. This ain't the first problem you dealt with in life.
Was this the whole video? Did you suck his dick?
Yo, God.
No, niggas be emotional and upset about shit. Yeah, she wasn't a virgin when y'all met, bro. She wasn't a virgin when y'all met. Now, honestly, you might be upset as in she never did this before. When she say she never did this before, okay, I can see you being upset about that because she might have told you.
Yeah, but she never did that shit before. Obviously, she did that shit to save you.
Yeah.
Because you can't handle this shit.
Yeah.
If she would have told you, yeah, then that would have been the joint. I was going to make a video with her, but she told me she did a video.
Yeah, you like.
That would have been the question.
You sitting around, joking around like, okay, so you've been doing this for guys. Yep.
Yeah.
They just bust out crying.
Right. So what the fuck, dog?
So he just told you no.
Right.
Man, get over this shit. Now, I mean, get over it or don't, man. Now, I mean, he's on door number one and door number two. You either get over this shit, know what I'm saying, or you break up with it. Ain't no door number three.
Hey, you 31. You young, man. 31 years young, man. She 27 years young, man. Chill out with that shit, man. He said, but it's making me paranoid. I'm sure she watched our video after we made it, but what if she also watched the ex as well?
Of course she do.
Why would it be on her phone if she ain't watch it?
No, of course she do.
Man, listen, man. Bro, how you gonna get through it? You just gonna get through it, bro. That's just life. Life moves forward like that. You know what I'm saying? You'll get through it, bro. You know what I'm saying? So keep moving. Keep doing what you gotta do, man. Yo, we about to sign up out of this joint. You ready? You got anything you wanna say before we get about it?
Man, just thank you everybody, man. Thank you for the love and support.
Yo, start showing us some love on them Fridays, y'all. Yeah, I mean, y'all be forgetting about us, man.
Know what I mean?
No, they don't forget about us. They just don't do it on a Friday. They wait through the week. Yeah, they be like, Friday's my day to go out here and make more videos.
Know what I'm saying? So
nah, they show us love throughout the week.
So, know what I mean? Thank y'all for the love and support. Know what I mean? That y'all giving me, know what I'm saying? Please, continue to subscribe. Know what I mean? Wherever y'all listen to us at, subscribe. Like I said, still consolidate the plays.
Mm-hmm.
Know what I mean? Make sure y'all listen to us on the major, please. Know what I'm saying? Most of y'all listen to us more than one time. And, like I said, man, I'm going to try to get some more information about Ebony, you know what I'm saying, with Chef, you know what I mean, just in case y'all might want to write her or something like that, or y'all might want to send us something, gift package, money, whatever. I'm going to get that information so we have that information for y'all, you know what I mean, so we can hold her down, you know what I mean. She's a genuine person that's going through a tough time right now, you know what I mean. She incarcerated away from her children, so, you know what I mean, as I get that, keep in contact with her family. I'm going to get more of that information. I'm going to have that for y'all that might want to, keep in contact with her too, or donate to, or, send us something like that. So, yeah, man, other than that, man, just thank y'all, man. Thank y'all so much.
Definitely, yo. We appreciate y'all for everything, you know what I'm saying? Listen, man, tell a friend, Ernie Iso did it again. We out of here, y'all. Peace.